That's Dire Straits. Walk of Life, 7:43, taking us to the official start of the show. It's Hall & Oates. Had to jump on early, do a little air checking. You know how that is. She's gone. That's the song.
Everybody's trying to tell me what is right for me. I need a drink and a quick decision. Now it's up to me. What will be if she's gone?
She's gone.
Oh, I better learn how to face it.
She's gone.
She's gone.
Devil to replace her.
She's gone.
And she's gone.
Oh,
what went wrong?
Get up in the morning, look in the mirror. A morning there's a toothbrush hanging in the stand. Yeah. My face ain't looking any younger. Now I can see love taking.
She's gone.
She's gone.
Oh, what went wrong?
Think I'll spend eternity in the city. Let the carbon and monoxide choke my thoughts away. Yeah. And pretty bodies help dissolve the memories.
They can never be
what she was to me.
She's gone.
She's gone.
Oh, I
better learn how to face it.
She's gone.
She's gone.
Oh, I pay the devil to replace her.
She's gone.
And she's gone. Oh, I, what went wrong?
Good Friday.
Yeah.
With Frank Crabtree.
Yeah.
On Frank and Terry Radio.
Well, one of those unannounced shows. I may not have anybody listen. You know, that's a chance I always take. But I'm going to get out here and have some fun. Oh, my goodness. Let's kick this Feel Good Friday show off with Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band and some old time rock and roll, baby.
Yeah.
What a way to kick off the show. Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. Some of that old-time rock and roll. 7:52, and good evening to you if anybody's out there listening. Going to slow things down a little bit with Kenny Loggins. And Footloose, number one for 14 weeks back in 1984. Feeling the music tonight. And it feels good. Gloria Stefan, get on your feet.
Yeah.
Gloria Estefan, Get On Your Feet. I remember when she came out with this song. She'd gone through a real dark time because she was in a severe automobile accident back in the latter part of the 80s, I think right around 1989, 1990. And she had songs like Coming Out of the Dark and so on, and they were very soulful and ripped your emotions out. But this is the Gloria Estefan that we all grew up with in the Miami Sound Machine when she came out with this song, Get On Your Feet, and it's got a great message to it if you listen to the words to it. I'm trying to get on my feet the best I can, you know, and just take it one day at a time. And thank you guys for the beautiful prayers and comments on my post. I didn't want to sound macabre, you know, but I was just, you know, talking about my doctor's appointment. Anyways, you guys really touched my heart with your beautiful comments and your prayers that you offered up. I want to do a big shout out to Kathy Parker and Willie and Waylon, down her two feline children, down in Brighton, Tennessee. That's Willie and Waylon. That's doing a shout out to them. And Becky Camerling is listening up in my old hometown, my beautiful Moundsville, West Virginia. And Becky, thank you so much for tuning in tonight. I'm going to use a rotation tonight, very similar to what we used at the old Lake 102 back in the 90s. We played 70s, 80s, and 90s. And I hope you enjoy the songs. They're all great songs. They were all big hits. And you're going to recognize this one, you know, right away. Oh, yeah. We're going to jump back into the 70s now with the incomparable Eagles and The Best of My Life.
best of my love, the best of my love.
I'm in my happy place when I do this format. The Eagles and the best of my love. Oh, got some sweet friends who are listening down in Boyd, Texas. And that's Roddy Boston, his beautiful wife, Suzanne, and their handsome son, Evil Knievel, TJ. We should call you Awful Knoffel, TJ. Keep those skateboards away from that young man. And his beautiful girlfriend, Nicole. They're sitting around the fire pit. He said, Roddy said, we're listening to some righteous tunes. Hey, brother, you got it. I got to slow it down a little bit. Yeah, I'm a romantic slob, okay? It's part of my personality. Here's Lionel Richie.
Got this feeling down deep in my soul that I just can't lose. Guess I'm on my way. Needing a friend, and the way I feel now, I guess I'll be with you till the end. Guess I'm on my way. Mighty glad you stayed. Stuck on you, been a fool too long. I guess it's time for me to come on home. Guess I'm on my way. So hard to see that a woman like you could wait around for a man like me. Guess I'm on my way. Mighty glad you stayed. Guess I'm on my way. Needing a friend, and the way I feel now, I guess I'll be with you till the end. Guess I'm on my way. I'm mighty glad you stayed.
From my
Called the Nylons. They came out with that song, I think, right around 1987, 88, Kiss Him Goodbye. And, of course, it was a cover of the old song by Steam from the latter part of the 60s by the same title, of course, the same song. This one takes us back to about 1980 when the Spinners did a cover of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
Yeah.
love their cover of that song, The Spinners, and Working My Way Back to You. Here's Level 42. Level 42, Something About You. We're playing the best mix of light rock from the 70s, 80s, and a few from the early 90s tonight, like this next song I'm getting ready to play. Now, the first time I played this song and sent it out to Suzanne Boston from Roddy Boston, little did I know that this song, I think, was one of the very first songs they listened to on their date, their first date. And it was the number one song for 1991. And I got your other requests lined up too, Rob. But I absolutely love this song. It's Brian Adams. Everything I do it for you.
Look into my eyes. You will see. Try.
Got to be one of the most beautiful rock ballads of all time. And of course, from the movie Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. Yes, Suzanne, you were totally correct on that. And yeah, Roddy's getting some smoke in his eyes from the fire pit, causing him to sweat a little bit. And brother, you got to cut 4 acres tomorrow. I used to cut 6 out here on our property. And I know what you're in for, believe me. And we've got some hilly terrain out here. And yeah, I played a little Evel Knievel on some of these hills. Got stuck one time by our pond below the house. It was April. In fact, we're coming up on that month, are we not? And just a boring Frank story, but you know, we live out here. At that time, I didn't have my good buddy Ron Goodpaster living on my property at the other end of my property. So I'm sitting out there I backed up too close to the pond. I got in some muck, and with my my little tractor, well, it's not little, it's pretty good sized tractor lawnmower. And next thing I knew, my wheels are, they're just spinning, you know. So I called Terry. Well, Terry was in the shower. It was ugly that day. Not my wife, but the situation. And so she came out, and I said, Terry, let me bring you your crutches. I can't get up off the mower because I'm only just inches away from the pond. And if I take my foot off the brake, my mower's going in the pond. Oh, okay. We tried putting stuff under the wheels. She got some cardboard. We tried that. She got a rope, and she tried leaning back I'm a big guy. I'm 6'2", 240 pounds. So it was kind of hard for her to to even move me for an inch, you know. And so I'm sitting there. So I call our friends who their property adjoins ours in the back, and they've got 1,000 acres back there split between four siblings, so about 250 acres apiece. But so I called Susan Dixon up, and it just so happened they were getting together that weekend. I think it was like an Easter weekend or something like that, and had a bunch of manpower there at the house. And I said, Susan, Frank Crabtree. Yeah, Frank, how are you doing? I said, well, have you ever seen that commercial, I've fallen and I can't get up? She said, yeah. I said, I'm down with my pond. I'm stuck in my mower and I can't get out. She said, hang on, hang on. She said, I said, I got to, because I said, if I take my foot off the brake, I'm rolling back into the pond. So she came over and brought some manpower with her, and those guys, they pulled me. I had mud all over me, though, where I was spinning, trying to get out of there. And it's a beautiful place out here, you know, but it's, you know, you've got some things that one has to deal with a little common sense, and sometimes my sense is not too common, okay? So, anyways, it didn't happen again after that, and I've learned about the little dynamics and little nuances of this property, and that was one where the old boy didn't go too close to the pond anymore, you know? So we left that for trimming for somebody else. Anyways, big request by Roddy, saying this will motivate him to cut those 4 acres tomorrow. It's the Honey Drippers. Those are two back-to-back Power Gold love songs from Bryan Adams and the Honey Drippers. Suzanne, you ought to feel overwhelmed tonight, huh? Let's go back to the 70s now with Jerry Rafferty, Right Down the Line.
Right down the line.
Rafferty right down the line. I think the beautiful Pam Linsdew is listening down in Somerset, Kentucky. I'm not 100% positive, but a big shout out to Pam if you're listening. Thank you so much for tuning in. Here's Christy McVie. You got a hold on me. Christine McVie of Fleetwood Mac fame and got a hold on me. I may have a one by Fleetwood Mac coming up here a little bit later on. And got to do a shout out to Nick Zervis, his beautiful wife Karen, listening up in Glendale Heights in Glendale, West Virginia. And he and I go way back. The first time I went fishing with Nick, I was 6 years old. He was four. And his dad, who was my honorary father and was my surrogate father growing up, would always take me fishing with them when he didn't have to. He didn't have to. I was a blabby little guy. I'm a blabby big guy. I'm a blabby old guy, you know. But I was back then too. You know, I was very animated. And fortunately, Pete, his father, who I dearly loved, we lost him in a coal mines. But what a great man. We share so many good memories. Nick and I used to go. I got so many stories I could tell on us. And yeah, they're all G-rated. They're all G-rated. We were really good kids, but we used to go out hunting night crawlers together, and that was like big time. You know, when his dad said, "Hey, let's give me some night crawlers," you know, And his dad would sell them and then keep some and take us fishing, you know. But we'd get out on our hands and knees. And the big prize of finding night crawlers, well, when you found two mating, right? And you grabbed them, you got two at a time. And they were slimy, yucky, and all that kind of stuff. We didn't care. We would come back. And the best time to go when there's a light drizzle out there, right? We'd come back in the house. Our pants would be soaking wet. We didn't care. And we used to go hunting soft craw, which is for you folks down south, we call them, you know, craws and crayfish, however you want to call it. And they shed their shell in the summertime. Their metabolism speeds up. We didn't know all that as kids. We just knew soft craw were out in July. And take carbide lanterns, we would head to the creek. And you could sell those back in those days in the early part of the 60s for like $1.50 a dozen, which was like a premium bait. And it was just fun going out with his dad and doing stuff like that. We'd see snakes and stuff in the creek. Yeah, it didn't bother us. And Nick could clean fish. We'd go camping. I'd cook them. Nick would clean them. By the time I would get one clean, he would have like six clean. I mean, he was fast, just unbelievably fast. And I could go on and on and on, but we share so many great memories. Thanks for tuning in, Nick and Karen. Here's Michael Bolton.
Talk about love. Talk about trust. Talk about forever, baby. When you talk about us, give you my word. Stick to my guns. Believe me when I tell you, baby, that we just begun.
Michael Bolton, Soul Provider. I'm not cracking up about the song. Hey, Ronnie, you are rotten, man. Ronnie Boston said, I used to leave an open box of night crawlers under the seat of my buddy's car during the hot Texas summer. He said, 3 days later, he'd be looking for me. I'd be hiding. Good times. Oh, man. Well, we would do that, but we would do that, you know, not intentionally. In fact, one of my stories involved a fishing story where we were using what we called yucky night crawlers because when they start breaking down and decaying, you can't even put them on a hook. We had to ball them on there like a dough ball or something. And in fact, it was Nick's 13th birthday, and we were fishing in this backwater from the Ohio River. And back in those days, we'd fish for carp because if a man could fight a carp with 10-pound test line, a big carp, and a spin cast reel, you can handle about anything because they're very powerful fish and very maligned and underrated. But we got to where we were going to fish that day, and we hadn't checked the bait, and we took it out. I mean, it was nasty. It was nasty with a capital N. And we were fishing in a little cove and catching a lot of little bullhead catfish. And right before we were getting ready to leave, I made one long cast out into the main part of the creek. We never fished the backwater like that. And suddenly, wham, there goes my line. And I had a reel that you had a back reel with it. It didn't have the star drag. And I hooked a big giant carp, and we got it up to the shoreline. Nick went to grab it, and it saw Nick, and it made a surge. It was like 3 feet long. I mean, it was humongous. It was so big, it scared both of us when we saw it. And then Nick made a cast out in that deep water, and we were already late going home. All of a sudden, wow, there goes his line. And Nick hooks into this big giant carp too. I mean, it was a monster. And he brought it in, and we got it landed. And then once we got it in, we drug that thing all through downtown Moundsville. And he took it home, and he was given a reprieve that day because his dad understood why we were a little bit late getting home that day. And then that started a whole new adventure of fishing for carp until the backwater went back down into the Ohio River. I learned how to fight fish by fishing for carp, big fish. I've never lost a striper out of Lake Cumberland. I've been very fortunate, you know, and I don't fish with real heavy line, maybe 14-pound test, 17 at the most, you know. So anyways, if you're not a fisherman, you're not going to enjoy that story. But the buddy story, leaving the night crawlers under the sea. I love it. Here on the Pointer Sisters, Just For My Love.
Heaven waits.
Now the Pointer Sisters didn't jump for my love. I'll tell you what, if you've never smelled a decaying Nightcrawler, you know, the only thing I can compare it to, the only thing comparable in smell that smells that bad would be like, have you ever had a dying mouse in your house, you know, and you can't find it? It's already dead and it's starting to decay. Oh, I used to get one in a radio studio in Somerset every spring, and I begged them. I said, guys, don't put any more poison out it. At least don't put it in my studio. And it was like I was plagued with it, you know, and I have to go in there and do a morning drive time show. And it would almost gag me sometimes, you know. So the other guys got a kick out of it. Their studio smelled just fine. They had air conditioning, yada, yada, yada. And mine, the air was never working right in this one studio. I worked like in three different studios for Clear Channel in Somerset. But the one I did a light rock format in, B93.9 FM, it was terrible in the springtime. We had an old building, and they wanted to poison, you know, the mice, and the engineer would do it so they wouldn't chew up the lines. And they always picked Frank Crabtree Studio to die in, you know. Oh, wow. I was talking about the stripers, and I'm not going to get into any big, long stories, but my biggest striper I caught out of Lake Cumberland was 35 pounds, and that was with the 17-pound test the first time I caught one. I started using 14 after that, but the guy that took me for that 35-pound striper became a really close friend of mine here in Kentucky. That's Roger Foster in Somerset. He holds the state record to this day, set back in the 80s. It was a 57-pound striper. He caught that in December. Not 1963, but 85. Oh, what a night that was for him. Here are the Four Seasons.
What?
Four Seasons, December 1963. Oh, what a night. Then they came out with a remix of this song back in the early part of the 90s, which I liked very much, but it had like a lot of drumming in there. And somebody walked up to the radio station window one night, and I'm sitting there in my chair. And, of course, I'm playing the air drums, and I do this roll around the air drums, and I go, whoops, and I look right in the window, and there's two people looking in the window at me. And I went, okay, Frank, it's time to close the blinds. I used to love being in the studio by myself, kind of. Katrina the Wave! My boss was such a phenomenal music programmer, but he wouldn't add that one to our mainstream adult contemporary format, which is light rock, basically the same thing. And it drove me crazy. And then he pulled Footloose off the format where we couldn't, any of us jocks couldn't play it anymore. That's such a feel-good song, Footloose. It was like number one for, I don't know, 14 weeks or something like that, and came off, of course, the Footloose soundtrack. And then this song, Walking on Sunshine by Katrina and the Waves, such a feel-good song, you know. And I said, boss, Walt, you got to let me, blah, 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 blah. Well, everything, all the good stuff I've learned about programming music I learned from him. He was brilliant at it. And, you know, he taught me so much. I love him. I miss him dearly. And he's still alive and still doing well. I think he's 70. No, he's 80 now. 80 or 81 or 82. But, man, his voice is just as rich as it was back then. And he's got a station down in Florida. And then he will update the weather forecast. And I'll just tune in sometimes to see if he's still if the pipes are still working well, and that's his vocal cords, and they always are. I haven't checked in a while, though. I need to check in. Here's one we used to play there all the time. When it came out, oh, I loved it then. You know what? I love it now. Rod Stewart and Ron Isley. This is a feel-good song for a feel-good Friday. Ron Isley. I used to love to play this next song, Getting Ready to Fly. I think it came out about 1990, maybe 91. I used to love to play it at 6 o'clock in the morning. You're going to see why in a minute. It's Alias.
Alias. here I am at 6 o'clock in the morning, still thinking about you. It's still hard at 6 o'clock in the morning to sleep without you. And I know that it might seem too late for love. All I know, I need you now.
Isn't that beautiful? Wow. Hey, let's jump back into the 70s now with Boston. More Than a Feeling.
We'll be right back.
great time, as I've been having all evening long, for an hour and 36 minutes. Officially, the show started at 7:45 tonight. Kind of a weird time to start, but I didn't make it down here to the studio till later on this evening, and I don't like to just go on the air without having some sense of direction where I'm going to be going with a show. And I change a lot during a show. I've got enough experience and done this for so long that I can move things around, you know, which I do. But anyways, I needed this show tonight, and I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in on such short notice and hanging out with me. It's been really good. I was putting together a country show yesterday. I was going to try to air it last night, and the weather started getting a little tricky up here. So I deferred and went upstairs, made sure our dogs were okay, and yada, yada, yada. So I had to call up that show off. But I was putting a country show together, and I was going through my inventory, and I came across a song by Tim McGraw that was a big hit back when I was on the air with Power Country, K93 in Somerset, back around 2004, or some of you guys say 2004. And it came out about the time that my mother passed from cancer. And the name of the song was Live Like You Are Dying. It was so poignant and just went all over me back then. And it went all over me again last night because I don't know what I'm dealing with. As you guys saw from my post, I've got two issues. I've got a swallowing issue. I can swallow just fine as long as I don't swallow big bites, right? So something's lodging down in my throat, and the doctor thinks that possibly it could be a lesion from a bad intubation, a couple bad intubations when I had cardiac ablation back in 2016. And that when they did, I remember the second time when I went in to have the pericardium sac drained 3 months after the ablation, where I almost died. And I remember when I came to, I was so sore in the throat. So possibly they botched that intubation. He thinks I may have some scar tissue in there that he's going to find out. And then he's going to do a colonoscopy. Now, he said, when was your last colonoscopy, Frank? I said, would you believe I've never had one? I thought he was going to scold me. He said, well, this would be a good time. And I said, yes, sir. I said, I don't know what we're going to find. I said, I rolled the dice because we didn't have community care, which was brought into fruition by former President Trump. He did so much for us veterans, and I'll always be beholden to him, where I can go to a local doctor. He called it choice, but they turned around. They're calling it community care right now. And as long as that doctor is pre-approved, but you have to be far enough away from the Veterans Administration that it justifies them doing that. That's the only catch. And I am. And they did. And I landed a phenomenal gastro guy in Somerset who worked on my brother. And Steve, my brother, just has the highest praise for him. And then I got a great dermatologist, a guy who graduated valedictorian in his class. I didn't even talk about the dermatology part of it. It rocked me the other night, you know, and I got to thinking about it, and I don't know, you know, I had a couple of iffy places on the skin. One might be the less serious one, the basal cell, which is highly curable. Not too much worried about it. A skin sample of the other one. I'm probably giving you guys too much information, but you guys are my family, so I share with you, you know, and I love each and every one of you. But the second one, you know, he said, I don't think we have anything to worry about, but let's send it in. I said, okay. So, you know, just the waiting on that. But I'm not as worried much about that as what they'll find when they do the colonoscopy. But you know what? If there's something in there, and I've not had any issues, but if there's something in there, I need to know about it. And I need to do that for myself, but most of all for my wife. And to be responsible, and my brother faces things head on, and it's not that I'm in denial about anything, but if I can avoid going to the doctor, this guy has been stuck so many times. I spent 10 months in the hospital after my injury, went from 215 down to 139, and been through a lot, you know. So I get a little white coat syndrome, and you know, It's just part of me, but I'm doing better. So I just want to hit it head on. When the prayers came out, I didn't mean to alarm anybody. I just said, throw up a couple of prayers for the old guy. And the comments and the prayers absolutely had me in tears. They were so beautiful. I've been blessed to know some beautiful souls in my lifetime. And all of them have been listeners of mine. So they know me. What you see is what you get with Frank Crabtree, you know? So anyways, oh goodness, let me clear my throat here for a minute. Okay, I'm going to sign off. I didn't mean to go into that long thing, but my buddy Nick put this song on there. And of course I told Nick, I said, Nick, I close my Feel Good Friday shows out with this song all the time. And it's great advice. It's Bobby McFerrin. Don't worry, be happy. That's right. God bless each and every one of you. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. I love each and every one.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry. Be happy. The landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry. Be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy.
Don't worry. Be happy. Ain't got no cash. Ain't got no style. Ain't got no gal to make you smile. But don't worry. Be happy. When you worry, your face will frown, and that will bring everybody down. So don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, don't worry, don't do it. Be happy. Put a smile on your face. Don't bring everybody down like this. Don't worry. It will soon pass, whatever it is. Don't worry, be happy.